Father, we rejoice because we are called by your name. And we rejoice because we are known by you. We live in you, you live in us, we cannot be separated. And today we stand complete in you. We are found in you, not having our righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness, which is of the faith of Jesus Christ. Thank you for a great time of fellowship together with all of these mentees around the world, an army of people you are raising that will preach this gospel in integrity and purity. Thank you, Lord, because you are doing a quick work among us across the continents of the world, from nation to nation, from continent to continent, from city to city, from village to village. You're raising witnesses, lighthouses, men and women that will preach the gospel with the totality of their strength. And I give you praise for answered prayer. Thank you for the time we spent together today. At the end of this session, everyone will be built up and edified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. I want to begin quickly by recapping what we shared last week. Last week, we looked at Joshua. And we're looking at how Joshua learned to succeed in ministry. And I remember we shared things like a basic ingredient was recognizing how important it is to take instructions and not to attempt to reinvent the wheel. We saw that Joshua, for the rest of his life, was always referred to as Moses' minister all the days of his life. Joshua was a mentee to Moses, and he was not an eye service mentee. He was very faithful, both in the absence and in the presence of Moses. We saw that years after Moses was gone, Joshua kept reminding them what Moses had told them. In Joshua 22:5, he says to them, "But take diligent heed to the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." He kept quoting Moses, even though he, Joshua, had the privilege of taking them to the promised land and not Moses. Yet, he kept making reference to Moses. We also concluded by saying, you know, that being faithful and committed to mentoring is as vital as knowing who you are in Christ. And we concluded by giving you assignment. Today we're going to proceed. We're going to look at Joshua was a very good student. Joshua was a very good student. Joshua was a very good student. Every leader must always be a good student. Every leader must always be a good student. Every leader must always be a good student. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Knowing of whom thou hast learned them. A very critical part of such learning is the spirit of faith. Very, very critical part of that learning is the spirit of faith. This is not about knowing just doctrine, but it is found in your attitude. If your pen was mine, I would write the attitude in capital letters. This is not just knowing doctrine, but this is found in your attitude. A critical part of such learning is the spirit of faith, which is found in your attitude. Earlier on, this distinguished Joshua among the crowd. It distinguished Joshua among the crowd, this attitude. Numbers 14 verse 6. Numbers 14 verse 6. "And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes." And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. He did not try to flow with popular views. Joshua did not try to flow with popular views. Numbers 14:24. Numbers 14:24. "But my servant Caleb because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Verse 30. Doubtless, you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. This was the spirit of faith. Moses had the same spirit of faith. This was the spirit of faith. And Moses had the same spirit of faith. Hebrews 11:27. Hebrews 11:27. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. This was not just in Joshua's confession, but this was seen always in the persistent attitude that he had towards God and towards God's word to see it fulfilled. That attitude, which can be termed faithfulness, a child of the faith of God. Moses was properly so called. If you see Hebrews 3:5, and Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which was to be spoken after. Moses verily was faithful in all his house. So Joshua was an example of this too. He was amidst a faithless generation. Joshua lived in the midst of a faithless generation. Deuteronomy 32:20. Deuteronomy 32:20. And he said, I will hide my face from thee. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. Those were the kind of people Joshua was with. Children in whom is no faith. They had faith, but refused to have its spirit. They had faith, but they refused to have its spirit. They refused to believe that God's word will come to pass against all odds, against all attitude. In Hebrews 4:2, Hebrews 4:2, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hence, they were termed an erring generation. They were termed an erring generation. Hebrews 3:10. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Joshua stood out and caught the spirit of faith of Moses. He caught the spirit of faith of Moses. He took God's word above all else, not to be adjusted to present realities. Joshua functioned by faith in the word of God. He lived above circumstances. He lived above present realities. Let us view the utterances of Joshua. Let us view his utterances, since we are learning lessons from his example. Joshua 1:11. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. If you notice the way he spoke with such authority, confidence. He spoke with faith. There were no buts, there were no ifs in his statement. He was a man of faith. I'm reading that scripture again. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. No ifs, no buts. He was very positive. He was very convinced and persuaded. He spoke as a man of faith. because he believed God's word. He must have learned it by watching Moses. Joshua must have learned it by watching Moses. So he repeated the miracles and even more. He repeated Moses' miracles and even did more. He knew faith via teaching and experience. Joshua knew faith via teaching and experience. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 9, Exodus 17, 9 and 10. Exodus 17, 9 and 10. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Verse 13 of the same chapter 17 of Exodus. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So Joshua learned by teaching and experience. He learned by teaching and experience. This is vital in mentoring. In mentoring, you learn by teaching and experience. The learner must put things to practice. We are not just hearers, but doers of the word. But you cannot do what you are not persuaded about. I have mentored people over the years and have seen that people who did very well as a result of mentoring were people who were persuaded about what they were taught, and they did and they practiced what they were taught. Sometimes people are not fully persuaded. They don't believe. They are hearing, but they are not persuaded. When a man is not fully persuaded, it will reflect in how he handles what he is being taught. It will reflect in his attitude. It will reflect in his behavior when a man is not persuaded. If you are going to have the spirit of faith, you must put to practice the things you are learning. This is different from getting saved. This is not faith for salvation. This is faith that you use in getting things done. Once God has spoken, once you see it in the word of God, you act on it. You act on it with full confidence, without fear, because you believe in the integrity of God's word. Jesus did the same to his disciples. He did the same thing to his disciples. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Luke chapter 9, verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. They experienced real faith, but it had its own flip sides. Because at a point when they went out, they needed Jesus' intervention. Luke 17, verse 16. Luke 17, verse 16. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Verse 19. Luke 17, verse 19. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? Yet Jesus taught them with rebuke. They must have caught it afterwards, as they seemed to do more with much boldness. So the same thing Moses did with Joshua, Jesus did with his 12 disciples. He didn't only teach them. He walked them through the experience of it. Joshua too had Moses correct him and show him things, how things are done. Joshua had the same experience in Numbers 11, 28 to 30. Numbers 11, 28 to 30. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men answered and said, my Lord Moses forbid them. And Moses said unto him, envious thou for my sake? Will God that all the people were prophets, and that the Lord will put his spirit upon them? And Moses got him up into the camp, him and the elders of Israel. This was faith in action, not just words. It is very critical in this day and age to ensure you are there to see. Stop relying on just, you know, social media. That is why I have been making efforts to go around all the campuses in different countries and continents to spend some days of teaching so that all our campus people and all my mentees will have the opportunities to meet with me physically, observe me physically, ask me questions, interact with me, because mentoring becomes much more effective when there is that physical interaction, when there is that physical contact. It is not just enough for me to preach on social media, give you notes. What we are doing right now in this academy is so effective because that way I'm able to talk to you, you're able to ask me questions, we're able to interact, you can feel me, you can even learn from me, and I can influence you positively by the way I talk about things, the way I see things, the way I handle things, the way I respond things. I share with you my experiences, I share with you things I've been through, I share with you things I go through, and I share with you how I handle them. All of that is part of mentoring. All of that. It's not just enough. I've had people say, well, my mentor is this person, and they and that person have never met. They have no contact. They have no way of interacting. You cannot be mentored from a distance. There must be some way, some form of connection, some way of connection, because that is what makes it effective. Just like now we're talking, and some of you are leaving questions. Some of you are going to ask me questions at the end, and I will take the time to answer. Those of you who need counseling, you shoot me emails. I create time. We call your number. I counsel with you on phone. I pray for you. You know, that's what makes it mentoring. That's what makes it effective. There must be room for that interaction, because many things are taught, but a good number are caught. Many things are taught, but a good number are caught. Many things are taught, but a good number are caught. Timothy also had a personal experience with Paul. Timothy had a personal experience with Paul. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. He walked with him and saw things, not just via letters. Timothy walked with Paul and saw things, not just via letters. The other time I was in Southampton in the UK, one of my sons came all the way. He came all the way from Manchester to spend time with me in Southampton. Somebody else came all the way from Newcastle to spend time with me in Southampton. Why? Because that is the way you are mentored. In fact, one of my mentees flew all the way to my city here to spend time with me, asked me questions. I prayed for him, poured into him. And some of them I met in Abuja. I met some of them in Ghana. You know, some of them I met them as I travel around the world. I'll be in South Africa in a week or so. I'm going to meet with those of you that are in South Africa. I'll spend time with you, fellowship with you. The other time, one of my mentees came all the way from Cote d'Ivoire and met with me in Ghana. 11 hours of travel just to come and spend time with me. We spend time asking questions and answering questions and just fellowshipping together. That is the way it works. That is the way it works. In Acts chapter 16, verse 4. In Acts 16, verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered them the decrees for to keep. They were ordained, that were ordained of the apostles and elders which were at Jerusalem. And so were the churches established in the faith, and increase in number daily. He must have caught things in the process. This only happens when we have vital experience via training. Oh yes, I'll be in America next year a number of times. But the other time I was in America, one of my sons also drove all the way with his wife and came to meet me in that part of America where I was. So these are the things that makes it effective. The spirit of faith is caught. When we catch the spirit of faith, we become rugged, we become faithful, and we produce results. Joshua will thus be recorded tremendous regard in history. Joshua will be accorded tremendous regard in history. That is why Hebrews 11:2 will say, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." For by it the elders obtained a good report. Talking about the elders. Joshua learned and spent time seeing Moses, obeying instructions from Moses, going with Moses out to ensure that they did things together. Hebrews 11:30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now Joshua knew how to use faith on his own. It sure pays to learn and be available to catch the spirit. It sure pays to learn and be available to catch the spirit. So whenever we have the opportunity to interact physically, it's a blessing. And I'm looking forward to meeting many of you in America, in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, wherever you are. Wherever you are, I'm looking forward to meet all of you one by one. Like I said, I'm also looking forward next year to inviting all of you to Uyo by the time we're finishing the academy, so we can spend time together, fellowship, pray, I teach, you ask questions, we interact, all of you get to meet one another, you know, build relationships, healthy relationships, positive ministry relationships. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward also to coming to the different nations and having all of you meet in the same place. Like when I come to UK, every one of you come together. When I go to America, those of you in America, we meet in the same city. We just sit on a round table, eat some breakfast together, and just share fellowship from morning till evening, asking questions and fellowshipping in the world. Same thing I want to happen in South Africa. Same thing I want to happen in Europe. Wherever, all over the world, wherever all of you are. But above all, I'm looking forward to having all of you come to my city, where we can really spend time, fellowship together, and you come and meet the rest of the brethren over here. So in mentoring, it is not enough to just keep teaching you. There must also be an opportunity for you to watch me, ask me questions, go to ministry with me, go to programs with me, watch me pray for the sick, watch me counsel people, watch me cast out devils, watch me, you know, minister the word. Watch the way I handle things. Watch the way I respond to people, relate with people. All of that is part of learning. It's part of being imparted. It's part of growth. And I'm looking forward to all of these kind of opportunities with all of you eventually as we continue to fellowship together and as we continue to learn and be equipped through this academy. I'm excited, friends. I'm very excited. It's so important. Because through some of this interaction, there are things you will catch that 1,000 words cannot teach. There are things you will see that hours of lecture cannot convey. There are things you will experience that hours of teaching and teaching cannot deliver. More is caught than taught. More is caught than taught. Somebody is asking, throw more light, please. Is this faith different from the faith we have come into? Well, the faith that we're talking about is faith in the faith. The work of faith in the faith. The work of faith in the faith. This is the faith that functions in the faith. The faith of salvation has a faith that we call the work of faith. The work of faith. Where Paul will say, above all in Ephesians, taking the shield of faith wherewith you quench every fiery dart of the wicked. That's the kind of faith Jesus will talk about in Mark 11. If you shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that whatever you say shall come to pass. You shall have what you say. This is faith in the faith, or what we call the work of faith. That is not the faith of salvation. It is the work of faith, where you stand and command things and see them happen, where you lay hands on the sick and see them recover, where you walk to a project and you declare, I will do this project and I have all the resources to do it. And then all of a sudden, supernaturally, things are falling in place. That is what we're talking about. So Joshua had to learn how to operate by this faith, by watching Moses, walking with Moses, and operating with Moses. Praise the Lord. All right. I want to pray for you. And then if there are other questions, I'd like to answer them before I give you an assignment. That's all we have today. Joshua was a very good student. You must never outgrow learning. You are learning. I am also still learning. I am still learning, and I will continue to learn until Jesus comes. Praise the Lord. Assignment for the week. Take this down before I pray for you. Number one question. What can be termed the spirit of faith within this teaching? What can be termed the spirit of faith within this teaching? What can be termed the spirit of faith within this teaching? That's the first question. Be part of this first question. How was this received? How was this received? How was this received? How was this received? Question number two. Highlight the role of being physically present to be trained, as seen in Joshua's case. Highlight the role of being physically present to be trained, as seen in Joshua's case. Highlight the role of being physically present to be trained, as seen in Joshua's case. As seen in Joshua's case. Highlight the role of being physically present to be trained, as seen in Joshua's case. Cite other examples of this. Cite other examples of this. What can be termed, question one, what can be termed the spirit of faith within this teaching? How was this received? Question two, highlight the role of being physically present to be trained, as seen in Joshua's case. Cite other examples of these. Father, I pray for every student of this academy. Pray for everyone, every man and every woman. Pray for all of these great men and women that you are equipping and raising up all over the world as lighthouses and bearers of this mandate. I decree that they are strengthened with might in the inner man. You are strengthened with might in the inner man. Christ dwells in your heart by faith. You are rooted and grounded in love. You are kept by the power of God. The revelation of Jesus continues to grow big in your inside until nothing else matters. Barriers are broken, obstacles are destroyed. I decree that the grace of Christ, which is sufficiently supplied you already, enables you to do everything that you're supposed to do, both in ministry and in life. You are kept from wicked and unreasonable men. You are sustained and preserved. Your mind is cleared. Your heart is saturated with revelation knowledge. I decree that as you continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ, you become efficient and effective in the advancement of God's kingdom. You are kept, you are blessed, all grace abound towards you. You have sufficiency in all things. you continue to abound unto every good work. It is well with you. Great grace is upon you. The Lord keeps you, sustains you, provides for you. Supernaturally, you lack nothing. You have everything that you require that pertains to life and godliness. It is well with you today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.